Today is the 29th of November, 2016. As a child growing up, were you ever given promises by your parents? I'm sure that all of us have been promised one thing or another. And usually it was based upon our performance. In other words, if you do this and this, then I'll do this for you. And the promises that we have been given over the years by different people that we've had relationships with, some have been kept and some have not. And we probably tend to remember those that have not been kept. Someone makes us a promise and then they renege upon their promise. And it gives disappointment. Gives pause for wonder why that person did not keep their promise, you know. Well, there's a song that has been around for a long time, standing on the promises of Christ my King through eternal ages. Let his praises sing, glory in the highest, we will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Well, we can stand on God's promise. God always keeps his promises. His covenant is an everlasting covenant. He has chosen his people before they were even created to be recipients of his love. Scripture tells us in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. We have been given the faith of Christ to trust in his promises. And we know that he tells us that in the Old Testament, that he has a seed. And the seed is Christ. And that this seed would come into the world. And this seed would be given a would be made a ransom for many. And, you know, we have been given an eternal inheritance. You know, the Israelites were promised an inheritance. They were promised by God the land and so on. And he always kept his promises. And he promised to enlarge their coasts, you know. And so on. But, you know, more than this physical land, God gave the Old Testament saints an eternal inheritance. And he's given his people, every one of them, both Old and New Testament, both Jew and Gentile, all kindreds, all tongues, all peoples and nations from every one of those, he has given them eternal life if they are in his Son. He says, I give unto them eternal life, and no man can pluck them out of my hand. What a promise. No man can pluck them out of my Father's hand, for I and my Father are one. Well, it's a good thing to know that God keeps his promises. We have been disappointed by friends and family and employers and people that we do business with and so on that have made promises and they have not kept their promises. You know, God says it's impossible for God to lie. You know, And he says in 1 Kings 8:5, "Blessed be the Lord that giveth rest unto his people Israel according to all that he promised. There hath not failed one word of all his good promises, which he promised by the hand of Moses his servant." We can rest in the reality that, and can rely and trust upon the promises of God and of Christ. He says in 1 Kings 9:5, "Then will I establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man upon a throne of Israel." First Chronicles 17:26, "And now, Lord, thou art God, and hast promised this goodness unto thy servant." Well, we are not worthy of the great promises that God has given us. We have failed God many times. We've failed Christ. We've turned from his precepts. We've turned from his ways. But God has been faithful to us to keep all that he's promised us. And, you know, he says in Psalm 77:8, "Is his mercy clean gone forever? Does his promise fail forevermore?" No. No, his mercy never fails. His mercy is new every morning, and his promises are always yea and amen to God. And, you know, he says in Luke 1:72, "To perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant." You know, the holy covenant is what? Well, the holy covenant is an agreement between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that he would send his Son to save his people from their sins. You know, Acts 2:39, "For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." Have you and I been called? Have we been effectually called by the Holy Spirit? Have we been quickened? Have we been given the faith of Christ to believe that Jesus Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures? Is risen again according to the Scriptures? Is seated at the right hand of God? Do we believe the promise is unto us and to our children and that are all afar, that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call? Well, he says in Acts 7:5, "And he gave him none inheritance in it, no, not so much as to set foot on it, yet he promised that he would give it to him for a possession and to his seed after him, which as yet he had no child." We see that God had sworn to Abraham that he was going to give him seeds, as the children as the sand of the sea, through the seed of Christ. The seed won, Christ. Well, he says in Acts 13:23, "Of this man's seed hath God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus." He is that seed. He is that promised seed. He is the one that would come, and we declare glad tidings today about in Acts 13:32. And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, you know, we have been now recipients of those who have been given this promise. And we know that He also promised to give us the Holy Ghost, didn't He? Receive the Father, the promise of the Holy Ghost. He has shed forth this that we now see and hear in Acts 2. We see the coming of the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. Well, Paul and Peter and the apostles all proclaimed this promise. Acts 26:6, and now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers, unto which promises our 12 tribes instantly serving God day and night hope to come, for which hope's sake, King Agrippa, I am accused of the Jews. We know that the prophets foretold of the coming of Christ. We're getting ready to go into the Christmas season, and a lot of people celebrate the birth of Christ, the incarnation of Christ. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. This is the promise of the prophets. The mouth of God through the prophets. Romans 1:2, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Romans 4:13, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Like we said earlier, without faith it's impossible to please God. But we have been given the faith to believe that these things can be embraced and believed upon by us. It says in Romans 4:14, for if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void and the promise made of none effect. We lay hold on the promises of God through the faith of Christ given to us, not through the law. Romans 4:16 through reading 4:16, 4:20, and 4:21. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. We're not talking about lineage. Okay. We're talking about the faith of Abraham. The faith of Abraham. It was accounted unto him for righteousness' sake, his faith. You know, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. You know, we look at our own flesh, and we say, how can God ever raise us up? And how can we ever be seated, you know, in heavenly places in Christ Jesus? Well, here's how. We serve a mighty, mighty God who is able to keep His promises, being fully persuaded that what He had promised, He was able also to perform. In Romans 9:4, 9:8, and 9:9, we're told, "Who are Israelites to whom pertaineth the adoption, and the glory, and the covenants, and the giving of the law, and the service of God, and the promises?" That is, they which are the children of flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise: at this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. There are many, many times that this wonderful promise is referred to throughout the Bible. Romans 15:8. "Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers." 2 Corinthians 1:20. "For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us." We can rely upon the promises of God. We may not be able to rely upon anyone else. We may not be able to rely upon family, friends, employers, the government. But we can rely upon God. His promises are yea, and in Him amen. 2 Corinthians 7:1, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." We're told in Galatians, again, that these promises are given to us, and we only lay hold upon these promises by faith. Galatians 3:14 through down through 3:29 talks about this promise, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. "Now to Abraham and seed were the promise made. He saith, not the seeds as of many, but as one, and to thy seed, which is Christ." Christ is the fulfillment of the promise. Christ coming into the world is a fulfillment of the promise. "And I say that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Is the law then against the promise of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness would have been by the law," or should have been by the law. "But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe." The promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. "And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Well, I'm glad that we have been given the faith of Christ, and that we believe that we are Abraham's seed, not according to the law, but because of the faith of Christ given to us. Ephesians 1:13, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, to whom also after that ye believed you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. We've been sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. That's why we are preserved in Christ, because we've been sealed by the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 3:6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of His promise in Christ by the gospel. You know, Timothy, 2 Timothy 1:1, Paul says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. Titus 1:2, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Do you